Yep, it's a Corsair. It's a T-34. It's a, you know, all kinds of cool airplanes down here in Warbirds. And we love Warbirds Wednesday, don't we? Everybody loves Warbirds Wednesday.
Especially me.
Oh, joining us now, Vic Kraus. And Vic is the director of the Tram Tour program down here in Warbirds. And it's a really cool thing. I mean, we got trams running all over Oshkosh, and they're primarily designed to move people from A to B to C to D. However, in Warbirds, that's not the case. Vic, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about your program, your very successful program.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Truth is, this has been going on now. In fact, there goes one of our trams right now. This is the 12th year. And we've really refined it. Bill organized getting us this new number 3 tram just this last year. We're running an all-new way to process the people in the tour, so we're moving a lot more folks. It's a terrific tour, narrated. You got a nice roof over your head. Did I mention, Jeff, that it is free?
No, you didn't, but
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
what?
We do not turn down donations, obviously, but it doesn't cost a dime.
Everybody loves four-letter words, and there's one that you can salute.
Yeah, so listen, I can't tell you how glad I am that I was kind of hanging out here while you were doing Jim Olzacki's interview, because I learned a lot about how this whole Warbirds of America works. So Bill, he's a paid administrator, and then Zach explained that he was, you know, one of the directors, but they're volunteers.
And you and I, we've been waiting for our check for about 35 years.
Well, I just figured it out. I think I make about half of what Jim makes, which is zero minus one half. Yeah. So he was talking about those challenge coins they handed out, and they came and did that to our staff a couple days ago, him and Rick Siegfried, another director. I don't think I've had a chance to give him feedback. The people loved the recognition. The coins are beautiful. They are truly a collector's item. And I got to say, that was a brilliant idea to give the staff of these various components, the gears that make all this work, to give them some special recognition up front, not at the end of the show, but because it really inspired them. Zach also talked about the vets. And don't let me get off this microphone until I tell you, we got to make sure Vets Friday, it's a big deal, right, Bill? It's
Absolutely.
A huge deal. And they mass all the vets for the big veterans parade. 1 o'clock it kicks off, and they go all the way down south to, do they go to Show Center?
They go to Boeing Plaza, absolutely.
They'll, oh, my
They'll be
goodness.
Welcomed by EA CEO Jack Pelton.
Yeah.
General Hostage will be present, welcoming our vets and just paying tribute and saying thank you.
It's a big deal. If you've never seen it, they marshal the groups by Corps of Service. So you got the Marines, right? And the Air Force or U.S. Army Air Force. And then you got the Coast Guard. You got every branch of service, Navy represented. And them bad boys, I'll tell you, it's pretty moving. When they start going down that show line, people are getting off their blankets, and then getting on their feet, taking off their hats, and the applause are thunderous. It's really something to see. Here goes another one of our trams.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that the drivers, your tram drivers, are not talking. So what that means is
they
somebody
can't.
Else is doing the narration.
The guy at the back, he's the narrator, and the guy in the front, obviously, that driver, he just has to keep his eyes on the road. And no, they don't say a word.
I notice most of your drivers, they're driving tractors, beautiful John Deere tractors.
They are.
They all look like Wisconsin farm boys.
Well, you know
Funny
what?
Funny you say that. The tram driver that just came through, Mason, is a farm boy. And I've seen him grow up from a little boy. He's got an aviation family. And now he's volunteering. He's old enough to contribute. And he's driving a tractor.
And I'll tell you,
doing
right
a great
at
job.
Home. He's right at home driving that tractor.
Absolutely.
You know what? And Bill, so he ain't only just driving a tractor, because anytime we get a newbie, we give them the toughest, hardest, smelliest, you know, sweatiest jobs just to see if they're really going to hang out or work one day and go see ya. And so he's done an awful lot of yeoman's work over the last 3 days, and he's a keeper. He's got the right work ethic, Wisconsin farm boy, and boy, I'll tell you, he knows how to do whatever it is you need to get done.
So let's specifically talk about these the tram ride. First of all, where do people find it?
Yeah, so if you know anything, if you're anywhere on the field and you just start walking north, you know, and favor the show line and get on one of those roads, Bill can tell you the road. It doesn't matter, Knapp or whatever it is, and just come north. And as you come to a taxiway we call Papa One, P1, you're going to see 20 flags flying 17 feet in the air around surrounding a 20 by 60 tent. Now, if that isn't a big enough landmark, we'll raise them up to maybe 100, 150 feet next year. No, we won't. We barely got
the FAA may not enjoy that.
That's no lie. We're kind of pushing the envelope here. But
a couple of FAA guys just came by a minute ago and said, have a license for this operation?
You know, if they come by asking for Vic, you say, no, we've not seen him all week. But as you come north, you see those flags. That's the headquarters for the tram tour where you get in the lines. Right now, adjacent to that, to the east, is Warbird's Alley. You can see some beautiful aircraft there. And a little further to the north and to the west is Warbird's in Review with the big jumbotron. Come on, you guys can't miss this area. It's bristling with activity and entertainment.
So, Vic, we get on board. It looks like there might be a line because everyone I see go by is packed full.
Oh, no, there's never a seat, never. Yeah. And that starts at 7:30 in the morning. So, the tram ride, what, Jeff, 40 minutes? Right around 40-minute ride.
Is your tram ride 40 minutes?
Goes around 12 zones. Well, I kind of misspeak. It's 11 zones, and then we drop you right in front of the gift shop. We call that the 12 zone. And, yeah, we make you go in the gift shop when you get off.
In true museum style.
Yes, we do.
Everyone dumps into the gift shop no matter where you are.
I'll tell you what, we've been watching Walt Disney and how he does it and all that. So something, just a side note, nothing to do with the tram, but everything to do with what's here. So Zach was talking about, and you asked, geez, you know, the expense of this. One of the things I roughly calculated a couple of years ago, to have as a bullet point in our briefing, in the pre-ride tram briefing. And I started figuring out, and I think I came up with, the value of the Warbird aircraft on the field exceeds $40 million.
Oh, I wouldn't
Okay,
doubt it,
get
yeah.
ready for this. The expenses incurred by the private parties that own these and the museums that sponsor them to bring them here to Oshkosh, bring the crew, fly the who's that have to maintain everything, and then break it all down at the end of the show and get it back in a museum or in a hangar where it belongs. And those expenses way exceed $10 million just for that, for a week. So if you're here in Oshkosh and you ain't taking advantage of what these people have laid out for you, and it's, did I mention this is free? Yeah.
Yes, we're back to that four.
Back to the four. Yeah, F-R-E-E. So you got to do it. You got to come up here, see what's going on.
We should say it's included in your entry fee.
Oh, yeah, in the price of admission.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because nothing, as we know, in life is free.
No, that's true.
Here's the thing. We know Warbird's is one of the number one areas of interest on the grounds.
Thank you.
And
for that.
You guys show up every year and put on this magnificent show.
Thank you.
And you do a great job. So real quick now, on the tram, what are you pointing out? You said you have 12 stations, but we don't have to spend a lot of time talking about everyone, but just hit on like some of the really cool places where it goes.
So I'll give you a little underbelly. 4 years ago, I thought I can micromanage this. So I wrote out a 30-page script for every narrator to parrot off so they would all be saying the exact same thing. And then I made cones and put on their driver route tram tour arrows where the driver would be pointed in what direct, like he was a robot. We could have probably put a drone in that damn seat. But nevertheless, I thought, this is going to work so smooth. I got it scripted. I got the drivers programmed. And the next morning, I go in the tent. There's three of my 30-page scripts, and guess where they were? That round circular file that, they were in the trash.
They threw them away.
So I got the message, Vic, you ain't going to coerce these. So I got it. I did get it right. We trashed all that idea, and we realized we got some real wonderful narrators. They have their own world of experience. Yeah. They have their own information that great grandpa told them, or his uncle that was in Nam, or you know, the whatever conflict. And what am I thinking? I'm gonna program what they say. It was a dumb idea, but you know, I learn something every year. But you talk about the narrators. Every one of these tours, if you took 30 or 35 rides today, and we'll do about 35 rides, tours, you would not hear the same thing twice. You could ride all 35, it'd be a new experience. That's how cool these narrators are.
But it is a set route, though. Is that
no,
right?
It's not a set route.
Okay.
A narrator might want to favor Fighter Town,
oh,
or he might want to dwell a little more at reenactors, or maybe he's an Elbert freak, or maybe he's got a buddy that's got a yak. So you're going to get a whole different ride. And
I've never seen an Elbert freak.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them. Isn't Jim Buscia?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim. Right. Editor Jim, he's got an 05.
Our editor's an Elbert freak, so yeah. But anyway.
Okay. A new term. We learn something new every day.
You're absolutely right. Anyway, so that's the story on narration. That was a little vignette about me trying to micromanage. It was a total failure. But at the end of the day, what come out of it was a brilliant way to handle it. Hands off. Just get the best narrators. They love what they do. They will be here every year. And we get newbies every year that add to the pool of knowledge and information and interest.
That's great.
So, yeah. And, you know, the drivers, what can you say? I mean, they're on work release. They're not going to do anything bad because they, right? Anyway, so, no, I'm kidding about the work.
Well, they're released from their farm duties at least for the
thank
week.
You,
okay,
thank you.
Vic, thank you so much
it's
for joining
pleasure.
Us.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. And seeing your baby in action down here and all the smiling faces on the tram.
A lot of teeth.
Says it all.
A lot of teeth
says
out there.
Says it all, yeah.
Okay, thank
all
you,
right,
Jeff.
Thank you. Jay Mucci, we're on the fly down here at Warbirds. Get down here and check out this magnificent end of the property because you will not regret it. We'll be right back with another segment here in just a moment. Don't go away. You're listening to On the Fly. I'm Jay Mucci, and this is EAA Radio.